Just to start off, this morning's learning is dedicated in memory of Alex Liner. Yisrael Zeb ben Naftali Herzkele was born in Budapest, survived the Holocaust, made his way to Dallas, created a strong Jewish family, helped grow the community, and was the grandparent of Aaron, one of our alumnus. In the past couple days, we've had the opportunity to talk a lot about Jew and non-Jew. Discussed everything from Christianity and churches and Islam and interactions and dialogue. And yesterday, I want to share with you a question somebody asked me over Shabbat. It was a very honest question. And often when questions are asked, even if it's only by one person, there are often questions that are lurking behind others. And he said to me, Rabbi, it's really, really nice. And the truth is, it's beautiful and special that we here at Eretz Tzvi have been able to dedicate so much time to this important topic. He said to me, Rabbi, come on. The Torah really would be that in favor of talking about and learning about an attitude towards other religions? I mean, you're right, Christianity and Islam didn't exist in the time of the Torah. But think about the Torah. Think about what the Torah says to do and how to relate to Mitzrayim, to Amalek, to Eretz Canaan. Torah wasn't interested in learning about them much. Torah was interested in distancing from them. Let's be honest. Torah was interested in destroy and kick out. Really? This is a Torah value? Non-Jews? Other religions? It's an important question. It's an important big question. So last night I opened up the sixth parasha. And let's begin. And a lot of times I think it's beautiful and it's really inspiring to be able to open up the week's parasha. And it somehow often addresses things going on in our own minds. So let's open up the second aliyah of this week's parasha. We learn the story of the Mialdot. Mialdot ha'ivriot. Mialdot of the Jews, the birth mothers. Now Rashi explains to us, who could they be? Who are the heroines that were saving Jewish lives? It must be Shifra and Puah, even though those are really strange names, but it must be that Shifra and Puah are really Yocheved and Miriam. Okay, Midrash identifies that with them. Often we use the term conservation of biblical characters. We like to keep a small group of biblical heroes. But Ibn Ezra comes along and says, who says that? Who says that they have to be Jews? Who said that the midwives were Jewish? After all, their names aren't Jewish. And after all, the Pasuk says very clearly that why did they do what they did? Because they had Yirat Elohim. Right? Vayihiki Yeruah Hamiladot Elokim. Now Yirat Elokim is beautiful, but as Jews we say Baruch Hashem. We don't say Yirat Elokim. We say Yirat Hashem. Yirat Elokim throughout Tanakh is always a reference to non-Jews having a basic sense of morals and ethics. Says Ibn Ezra, the Mialdot, the first heroines of the Jewish people in Sefer Shemot, were not Jewish. Keep going in the story. Our next big heroine is Bat Paro. Who saves Moshe. She didn't have to. She didn't have to save him. She didn't have to adopt him. But she did. There definitely are Chassidei Umot HaOlam in the beginning of Sefer Shemot. Continue the parsha. Moshe. Moshe grows up. So day one, what does he do? He sees an Egyptian beating on Jews. He saves the Jews. Fast forward to the next day, or at least the next scene. Moshe's running away in Midian. He sees a bunch of men tormenting, torturing, abusing a bunch of young girls. What does Moshe do? He saves them. He doesn't ask them, hey, are you guys Jewish? No. He sees people that need saving, and he says, that's my role in the world. That's my nature. I don't care if they're Jewish or not Jewish. And he saves them. Fast forward, Yitro. Yitro receives very, very a lot of prominence throughout Sefer Shemot, throughout Sefer Bamidbar, eventually even having judicial influence on Moshe and helping him out Moshe wants him to be his Einayim. All I have to do is look at this week's Parsha and say, wow, Sefer Shmot, Parshat Shmot, are filled with Jew and non-Jewish interaction and values. The Torah is asking and gives us stories, especially Bereishit and Shmot, to allow us to ask big questions. Right? Lonely Man of Faith is all about how we encounter the world based on Perek Aleph and Perek Beth. Perhaps Sefer Shmot is about how we look at non-Jews and interact with non-Jews around us. And guess what? Says Parshat Shmot. They save us and we save them. They influence us, and our job of Orla Goyim is to influence them. And I'll end with one final thought. If you think about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, one who saw God panim el panim, is it coincidental that more than any other Navi in the Torah, Moshe grew up in an Egyptian house? Moshe was influenced by Kohen Midian. And is it coincidental that the one Navi who was so influenced by the non-Jewish and not other religions around him also became the greatest Navi of the Jewish people? Have a good day.